So, dear brother in Christ, so today we're going to see an important topic that is called as Babylon. We all know Babylon was one of the wonderful city which was ever built, and it had huge, magnificent walls which were really very high. It was almost the height of the wall was more than 100 feet, and the wall was so broad that the width of the wall was nearly 250 sorry 100 feet wide, and it had nearly 250 watchtowers. So the fortress of Babylon was very strong, and nobody could easily get inside this fort of Babylon. This fort of Babylon, if you see, its width was 100 feet, as I told you. It was not a hollow, you see, a fortress. You see, the fort, it was made of a solid. You see, stone. It was a full, complete, solid structure, which was nearly 100 feet in height, and it was 100 feet in width also. It was like much what you see in a highway, express highway, the 100 feet road. So that you see width it had, and horses, the chariot used to continuously run on that wall of. Babylon, the chariot used to have four horses, and such four chariots, one next to each other, used to continuously, you see, round about the top of the fort of this Babylon, always to keep a vigilant eye whether an enemy would come and attack Babylon. And it had 250 watchtowers, and it was almost impossible for somebody to get inside Babylon. And even if somebody laid a siege for this Babylon, nothing would happen to Babylon, because the king who built this Babylon had built it upon River Euphrates. River Euphrates diagonally passed through Babylon. So hence, there was a continuous supply of water for Babylon, and nothing is to happen for Babylon. Even if it was laid for siege for years together, there used to be a complete food supply inside Babylon, because the Babylon itself was famous for hanging gardens. You see, actually, when the river Euphrates entered Babylon, the entire cultivation for Babylon was done inside the fort of Babylon itself. The king actually allowed a beautiful princess from the cold region. And when she came to Babylon, it was very difficult for her to stay here. And she told, I'll return back to my hometown, my father's place. And the king did not want to leave her. Hence, he decided that the queen should have a cool environment. Hence, he built this city of Babylon on River Euphrates itself. And so the continuously water supply may be. And there used to be a garden all over Babylon. You see, just imagine, this is one of the seven ancient wonders of the world, which is no more now. So this is how Babylon was constructed. And not only this one, the Babylon was famous for golden idols. You see, we all know Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, their story. You see, they actually built a huge golden image, and whose height was nearly 90 feet high, and 9 feet, you see, thick. It was made up of solid gold. Imagine, usually in other places, if they keep any idol, they especially do it in a Durga festival or Ganesha festival, where the idols are made of sand or POP. It's only for the height of 50 feet, and that too, it will be hollow. You see? But here, when I constructed this image, this structure, you see, it was made up of pure solid gold. Let us read Daniel 3:1. Mosamudar, can you read Daniel 3:1?
Okay, brother, just a moment. Daniel 3:1. Okay, Daniel 3:1 is written like this. Nabuchodonosor, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 3 score cubits and the breadth of 3 of 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon.
You see, he made of pure gold, solid gold, not hollow gold. So its height was nearly 90 feet. Hence, Babylon was also called as the golden city in the Bible. You see, the Babylon was not only famous for hanging gardens, it was also famous for his golden idols. Read Isaiah 14, 4, brother.
Okay. Isaiah 14:4 is written like this, that thou shalt keep up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how has the oppressor seized the city, the golden city seized?
You see, the golden city seized. Read Isaiah 13:19 also, brother.
Okay, brother. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees, excellency shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah.
See, it was called as the excellency of the kingdoms, the glory of the kingdoms. We have studied about Babylon in a little bit of, you see, in Daniel's second chapter, where the king saw a multi-metallic structure which was hit by a stone, and you see, and he made it into pieces. Hence, you see, Babylon was called as the glory of all the kingdoms, the first of the five universal empires. You see, it is Babylon. And here we see that in Daniel's second chapter, that structure, the head of gold itself, was compared to Babylon. And this, you see, well-fortressed, well-fortified city, King Cyrus decided to attack it and to capture it. And King Cyrus, he laid a siege to Babylon. And his entire army waited for years together. But nothing happened to Babylon at all. Nobody could attack Babylon, you see. They waited, 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 you see. And thought something they want to do to attack Babylon. But nothing happened. Then King Cyrus, he saw, how come to attack this Babylon? This is such a huge city, with such high walls, having 250 watchtowers, you see, and having more than 100 gates, you see, and nobody could easily enter those gates because those gates were made up of pure brass, solid brass gates. Not even, you see, a crocodile could easily enter, you see, Babylon. Such was the, you see, the protection that was given to Babylon, even in water sources also. Then King Cyrus observed, he studied a lot. Then he decided, you see, what is the source for Babylon? He observed that water was the source for Babylon. Then King Cyrus decided to divert the water. Then he began to dig channels, you see, next to a river Euphrates, across the fortress of Babylon, you see, and he diverted the water. The entire water that was going inside Euphrates, that was diverted through this channel. And the river was stopped from entering Babylon. So as water did not enter Babylon, you see, the river Euphrates that was going inside Babylon became dry. So when the river Euphrates that was going inside Babylon became dry, that is the time that King Cyrus and his army used the opportunity to go and attack Babylon through that water channel. You see, and King Cyrus entered Babylon and destroyed, you see, the Babylon. All these things and some little bit portion of it is given to us in Daniel 5th chapter. You see, Daniel 5th chapter, if you see, Nebuchadnezzar had a grandson, you see, whose name was Belshazzar. And Belshazzar, you see, on that particular day, he had a feast. You see, why King Belshazzar had a feast, if you see, Belshazzar, he saw from the top of the fort of Babylon that the Medo-Persians and King Cyrus were digging something very far away, you see. But they did not know that they were digging a water channel to divert the river Euphrates. And everybody, including the king, laughed at them and saying, and made fun of them. You see, Tiburin? So they made fun of them. So that is the time, after making fun, you see, he came to his court and he declared a grand party. You see, he declared a grand party for the entire Babylonians. So let us see what happened. Daniel 5:1, brother. Huh?
Daniel 5:1. Okay, brother. Oh. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000.
You see, he made a great party and he drank wine before the 1,000s, it seems. You see, if that was there, it would have been sufficient. But as this Belshazzar began to drink, you see, he completely lost his senses, and a great mistake he did was he ordered his people to bring the golden cups of the temple, and he poured wine and gave toast, see, to his gods and the god of Jerusalem, and drank wine. Let us see verse 2 and verse 3.
Okay, brother. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines drank in them.
You see, they drank in them. You see, they made equal to other gods, the god of Israel. You see, and as they were drinking, suddenly, you see, something happened. A hand came. without the body, just a hand came and wrote something strange on the wall. Imagine the condition of a king and all the princes. All their, you see, the what all they drank, everything came down. You see, and they began to shiver. Read verse 4 and 5, Buddha.
They drink wine and praise the god of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth finger of man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed and his troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another.
You see, suddenly what happened? Everything, what all he drank, everything came out. You see, he lost, you see, everything, and now his senses were brought to the right position. You see, what happened? His knees began to, what is it, sir? Smote one another, began to tremble. Now, belt of his waist began to get loose. He suddenly got frightened. What is this? Suddenly, a hand is coming and writing something on the wall. And as usual, we all know very well that if something happens in Babylon, usually they call their wise men, you see, their counselors, you see, everybody, they call. But here also, you see, he brought all the counselors, all the wise men, all the soothsayers of Babylon, but none of them could interpret what is written on the wall. And that is the time Belshazzar's grandmother, she witnessed how when his grandfather was there, because of pride, when he boasted against the God of Israel, how he was punished and how something was interpreted by only one man, and his name was Daniel. Immediately, you see, the king calls for Daniel, tells, please come and read this, what is written on the wall. What does Daniel say? Read verse 18, 19, 20.
Brother. Okay, brother.
Bill 23.
O the king, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar, the father, a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And of the majesty that he gave him, all people, nation, and languages tremble and fear before him, whom he would he slew, and whom he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him, and he was driven from the Son of Man, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They feed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of man, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he will. And though his son, O Belshazzar, has not humbled thine heart, though that knowest all this.
See, what did he say? Your father, you see, was full of pride. Because of pride, God punished him so that he was in the forest, living like animals, feeding upon grass, living among the wild beast for 7 years. But though a son, has not humbled yourself, even though you knew all these things. That is the reason God has given you this judgment. What is the judgment? What is written on the wall? You see, verse 25, 26, 27, and 28, brother. Huh?
And this is the writing that was written. Min tenkel upahar sin. This is the interpretation of the things. Min, God has numbered the kingdom and finished it. Tenkel, thou art weighed in the balance and are found wanting. Priests, the kingdom is divided and given to the males, Medes and Pharisees. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom.
Very good, brother. Please read.
Okay. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain.
See, the same day when the interpretation was read, you see, the same day the king was killed. That means Daniel was promoted. It was only a short promotion, only for 6 to 7 hours. You see, the same day, night, who was killed? The king was killed, it seems. Now, what was the judgment that was given? What was written on the wall? Mene, mene, tekel, upar, sin. You see, mene, mene, tekel, upar, sin means what? You see, mene, mene means God has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel means thou art weight in the balances and has found wanting. Peres means thy kingdom is divided among the Medians and the Persians. The judgment was given by God because of the pride of Belshazzar. And the Babylon was destroyed the very same night. The impossible Babylon. You see, all the Medo-Persian army, they came inside Babylon through the channels of water and completely destroyed Babylon. See, it is given in the Bible. Isaiah 44, 27, brother.
Okay. Verse 24, right, brother? That said to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up the rivers. That said of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure.
See?
Even
what does he say? Dry. Huh? He says to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. The river Euphrates was dried. And shepherd, chosen shepherd, Cyrus, entered into Babylon and destroyed Babylon. You see, and once Cyrus came inside Babylon, he read the writings on the wall and he asked the meaning of it. Then Daniel clearly tells that this is the meaning of it. And Cyrus was really surprised to come to know how God had told about him to Daniel, even before the destruction of Babylon, that God would hand over the Babylonians to the Medo-Persians. Hence, Cyrus was so happy and he humbled himself God and he made a commandment that all the people of Israel should go back to Jerusalem and build the temple of God. And he gave him all the materials. Hence, we read in the Bible, you see, what does verse 28 say? Thus saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd. He shall perform all my pleasure. Hence, God chose Cyrus the king, you see, to destroy Babylon, you see, and to build the temple in Jerusalem. It is also given in Isaiah 45, 1 to 2, brother. You can read after the class. Okay, brother? So, this is how, you see, the Babylon was destroyed. And Cyrus knew it very well because it was a city that could not be destroyed at all. And he knew it very well. And once he came inside, he clearly knew after the writing that it is only the hand of God that has helped him to destroy Babylon as a judgment passed upon Babylon. Hence, he declared all the people of Israel to be free to go to Jerusalem and build God's temple. Okay. Now, what lesson do we have from this one? You see, we all know very well that the word Babylon is first mentioned in the Bible in Genesis 10 chapter, where the people had common language after the flood. You see, they all began to build a common, you see, a huge structure going to heaven. Why? Because God destroyed the world by the flood. And if a flood comes in the future day, they did not want to be destroyed. They wanted to escape. So they decided of their own self to build a tower to reach to heaven. That is what is given in Genesis 10 chapter. You see? But was this correct to build a tower to go to heaven? Was it correct, brother? Muslim brother?
No, it is foolish.
You see, this is not correct at all, because this was against God's, you see, promise. After the flood, God made a covenant with Noah saying, henceforth, in future, I won't destroy the entire world with a flood. God made a covenant with them, you see, on the rainbow upon the sky. But the people, forgetting that one, they began to build a huge tower going to where? Heaven, going to safety. Okay. This is one of the Babylon that is mentioned in Genesis 10 chapter. This was also destroyed. And the Babylon that is mentioned in the book of Daniel, that was also destroyed. But if you read in the Bible, in Revelation chapter, there is one more Babylon that is mentioned there. Let us read Revelation 17. Revelation 17, verse 5.
Verse 5, brother. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth.
See, here in the book of Revelation, Babylon the Great is mentioned. Now, when Babylon is totally destroyed in the Old Testament itself, we should come again in New Testament, especially in Revelation. Babylon, the mother of harlots. You see, that means there is a Babylon in the New Testament also. Which is that Babylon that is in the New Testament? You see, all the things which are written in the Old Testament are an example for us. Remember the type and antitype? You see, all the things written in the Old Testament are like a, you see, typical representation of what is there in the New Testament. So in the New Testament, there is a Babylon means there should be a lot of similarities between the Babylon of those days and Babylon of this day. Hence, it is called as Mystery Babylon the Great. You see, the great harlot. You see, now, how is this Babylon? Read Revelation 17, 1, 2, 3, 4, brother. How is this Babylon?
1, 2, 3, 4. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will see unto thee the judgment of the great whore that stood upon many waters.
See, this war, the war that is mentioned in verse 5, saying the mystery Babylon, where is she sitting? She is sitting upon the great waters. You see, remember Babylon of Great in the Old Testament, we just now read. How was it built? It was built upon river Euphrates. So similarly, the great Babylon in the New Testament is built upon water. Is she sitting upon the waters? Continue with the next.
With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
See, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. You see, and they have drunk the wine of our fornication, Shabdevadran. You see, it says the kings of the earth have made fornication, committed fornication. Now, first of all, what is this waters upon which this woman has sit? Read the same chapter, verse 15, brother.
And he said unto me, the waters which thou sowest, where the whore sitteth, are people and multitudes and nations and tongues.
That is the people. So the water represents the people upon which the Babylon is situated. It's the people who are supporting the Babylon. Okay, now which is Babylon? Remember the Babylon in the world? You see, there was great confusion. They went against what the Lord had promised, violated God's commandments. So similarly, today, you see, which is the Babylon, you know, where there is a lot of confusion. You see, where there are a lot of changes in doctrines, the false priest in the churches, that is called as Babylon in God's sight. God had clearly told you that I would never again destroy this world, but in spite of that one, they choose their own way to escape. Built a tower where everybody can easily be saved. You see, similarly, today in all the churches, what is being built? A tower is being built to go where? To go to heaven. Very easy path. Just believe in the name of Jesus. Immediately you shall be saved and your name will be written in heaven. Total confusion. Where does the Bible say that as soon as you believe in Jesus, you shall go to heaven? The Bible says, as soon as you believe in Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Your sins will be forgiven. Not that you will definitely be, you see, getting salvation. If that was the case, why would Apostle Paul say, work out your salvation in fear and trembling? So, first step is accepting Jesus. Next step is following his footsteps, sir. Confirming that we be like disciples of Jesus. Then only we can go to heaven. You see, what does Apostle Paul say? Through much tribulation, we should enter the kingdom of God. Not just bluntly believing and casually living a worldly life after believing in Jesus. That is not the way of salvation. That is confusion. God is seeing from heaven. How is their language? You see, they're all got one common language. What? Believe in Jesus, you shall go to heaven. If you don't believe in Jesus, you shall go to hell. Only this thing. What happens to the soul? As soon as a man dies, it will go to hell and heaven. Every church preaches the same thing. God sees in his sight, it is total confusion. Therefore, God called it a harlot. You see, a confusion. Now, read verse 3, brother. Verse 3. Revelation 17, 3, brother.
So he cried, carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of name of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 thrones.
See, that woman, where was she sitting? She did not go and directly sit on the water, sir. You see, she did not go and directly ruled upon the people. There was a mediator in between it, himself. You see, there was a beast, the red scarlet color beast upon which she was sitting. That beast actually supported this woman. Now, we are at this subject in Daniel 7 chapter, brother. You see, the four beasts, first was like a lion, second was a bear, third was a Leopard, and the fourth was like a great ferocious dragon. Correct, no, brother? That is the same bestia. That means the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire was the one who supported this false church, who actually sat upon the empires of this world and ruled. Therefore, in verse, you see, Revelation 17, 2, what does it say? The kings of the world have committed fornication with her. You see, that means the Bible is totally forbidding the church to mingle with the world affairs. Correct, no? You see, Jesus is the King of Kings. The prince of this world is devil and Satan. Jesus at his second advent is going to come and destroy this Satan's setup, Satan's world, and then he's going to establish his kingdom. But before that one, you see, the queen, the princess, has to wait like a virgin till the return of her master. It is only that after the return of Jesus that the bride shall join the bridegroom, you see, and they shall rule and reproduce the whole world in the regeneration, in the resurrection. But here, what did the church do? Even before the second advent of Jesus, they began to have relationship mingled with the world empires and began to rule. This was against God's will. Hence, this woman is called as fornication or whore in the Bible, one who has committed fornication. That means, what usually is fornication? You see, when you have relationship with other women, or if you have relationship with the other man in spite of having your own husband, that is called as fornication. Correct, no, brother?
Yes, brother.
So the church, the woman, is engaged to Jesus Christ. Now she has to wait till the second coming of our Lord, when he's going to destroy these worldly kingdoms and establish his kingdom. But here what happened? The church before the second advent of the Lord, she mingled with the world empires and began to rule. Hence, she is called as a whore in the Bible. Okay. Now, she was sitting upon this beast. The Roman Empire was the one that supported this great, you see, the church system, the papacy system, the great Antichrist system. Now, what happened there? You see, there, Daniel saw the writing and he interpreted the writing. God had written the judgment upon the wall, many, many tekel uparsin. That means, though has been weighed and found wanting, you see, God has numbered the days, and thy kingdom is given to where? You see, to the hand of the Medians and the Persians. So similarly, today, God has passed the judgment upon Babylon, saying, many, many tekel uparsin. You see, and read verse 4, brother. What did she do? Revelation 17, 4, brother.
And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and fetidness of her fornication.
See, she had a golden cup in her hand, it seems, brother. You see, now King Belshazzar, he drank the wine from which cup? The golden cup, which was actually belonging to the temple. The temple's golden cup, he put the wine, you see, and drank it up. Isn't it? Isn't it correct, no, brother? That is
Yes,
the
brother.
reason God got angry. So similarly here, this woman, she's a whore. First of all, she's got relationship with the entire kings of this world. And in spite of that one, she's holding this golden cup. Now, what is this golden cup? This golden cup is the golden word of God, the Bible. You see, she's holding the Bible in her hand, but what is there inside the Bible? You see? It is not true doctrine. The wine is there. What is that wine called as? It says, you see, it is full of abomination and filthiness of our fornication. You see, they have the same Bible, you see, but nothing good is there in the Bible. King, he drank from the holy vessels of the Lord's temple. The vessels were holy. There was nothing wrong in the, you see, vessels at all. It was golden vessel. It was of the temple. But what was poured inside, that was filth. You see, similarly, the doctrines of Babylon, you see, how was there? Yeah, totally wrong doctrines. That was not supposed to be poured in this cup. Using the Bible and preaching false doctrines, that is totally against God. That is blaspheming against God. Hence, what does the Bible say in Revelation 17? We read now, the whole world is drunk of our fornication. Correct, no? You see, the whole world, you see, Revelation 17, 2, brother.
17:2. Okay, brother. 17:2 is written like this. Whom the kings of the earth has committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
See, drunk, they are made drunk. You see, in such a way that they're completely, you see, intoxicated with her. That means what? Whenever we drink, what happens? You see, we don't have our senses at all. Similarly, the false doctrine of Babylon is so imprinted among all the Christians that, in spite of teaching them the truth, what do the people believe? They still believe the false doctrine only. Like, for example, you see, what does the Bible say about man's eternity? You see, man's end after death. You see, it says clearly that man dieth and is no more. The soul that sinneth, it dies. He goes into his eternal peace and is going to be awake only at the resurrection of Christ. Jesus clearly said, marvel not at this, for hour is coming, that all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and come out. Correct now? That means everybody in the grave. That's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus says. But today, what do the whole world believe? What do the majority of the Christians believe there? Where are the dead? What does the world believe?
All also believe like false doctrine.
Like what? Where are the dead means? What is the reply they give?
Death are they give this reply like death are somebody God has put on like the womb of the Abraham. This is the answer.
Correct, huh? They believe that they are in the, you see, Abraham's bosom, or else they are in hell, they are in heaven. Correct, no? Or is reborn, a reincarnation. All these false doctrines, you see. What does the Bible say? If there is the soul doesn't die, then why should there be a resurrection? Why has to Jesus come and give a life for us? You see? And the Lord's memorial, when we need to take? Yearly, how many times we need to take?
Once a time.
Once a time. But they do it whenever they want. Some people do it every day, weekly, monthly. This is correct. This is Holy Spirit guidance. No. That is the reason they talk completely, you see, are completely immersed in this wine. They don't have the senses at all. You see, even after we teach, they still believe the false thing. And tongues. What is the meaning of tongues in the Bible? Is it an understandable language or an unknown language?
Mystery language, yeah.
Mystery language. What does the Bible say? Is it?
Unknown language. It's unknown language. Tongues is the language. It's like People cannot understand.
People
Cannot understand
can
this language.
understand. That's what happened during the Pentecost, no? What
Yeah, but
happened?
people can understand, but somebody is there to translate, right?
Correct. Interpret. Very good, brother. In Acts of the
Interpret.
Apostles, second chapter, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured, they spoke in 17 languages, which all the people understood. It was
Yeah.
not in unknown tongue. And what does Apostle Paul say? If somebody has to speak in tongues, it should be only maximum two or three. Somebody should translate. If nobody is translating, he should be better keep quiet. But today, in the churches, they speak whatever comes to their mouth and tell, this is God's Holy Spirit. This is God's Holy Spirit. This is the wine. They have drunk completely. You see, the Bible says the Antichrist is a great pope and the so-called Protestant denomination. But today, both the people, the Roman Catholic and the Protestant denomination, they are seeking some other Antichrist who is going to come, like Saddam Hussein, Obama, Osama, all these things. How come Obama, Osama has got relation to the Bible? You see, Satan is very clever in deceiving the people. Therefore, they were drunk. So drunk that even if you tell them, they don't listen. See, what does the Bible say about drunkard? Proverbs 23, brother. Open Proverbs 23rd chapter, 29 to 35, brother. Please read one by one. The verses we'll see.
Okay, brother. Props. Nine to 35. Okay, brother. Who hath sorrow? Who hath contention? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine.
You see, now who has got red eyes? Who has got sorrow? You see? And who has contentions, argument, debate? Simply fighting. You have seen the drunkard, no? You see? Simply they will be fighting for some petty quarrel. Nothing great at all. They'll come drinking on the road. They'll catch hold of somebody. You see, this guy is not leaving me way to walk at all. Wherever I'm coming, he's standing there in front of me only. Simply they will quarrel, no? You would have observed. See? What does the Bible say? Who had contentions? Who had babblings? Babblings is what? Something they'll keep on speaking. Whatever comes to their mind, whatever comes to their mouth. Who had wounds without cause? Who had redness of eyes? The people who are drunk, wow, their eyes will be red, no? The Bible gives the answer. They that tarry at a mixed wine. You see, what is the wine in the Bible? Wine means doctrine. Mixed wine is what? A false doctrines, which is mixed. You see, mixed doctrine, mixed wine actually is a cocktail. Cocktail means what? Mixture of all the drinks is called a cocktail. So similarly, today in Babylon, they mixed all the doctrines. If you say like this, they'll tell like this one. If you put one question, they will give another answer, which is not relevant to the question at all. Entire total confusion. And if you sit with them for debate, for reasoning out, will they accept the truth? They will only contend. They simply speak babblings. You see, and because they are the people who stay long upon the false doctrines. Now, verse 31, brother. What does God advise? Verse 31.
Look not though upon the wine when it is red, when it is given its color in the cup, when it mope itself all aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent and strengthens like an adder.
See, how does the wine go, it seems, sir? Don't be surprised at the wine. It is golden color when it is in the glass. Don't be tempted and don't drink it. Because once if it goes, what will bite it, Simsa? It will be biting of a?
It will be biting like a serpent.
Serpent. Who is serpent in the Bible?
Satan.
Satan. Don't be, you see, easily deceived by the false doctrines of the churches. Just by seeing big, big churches, grand people, huge gathering. You see, don't be deceived. Why? It is only false doctrine. It looks nice. But once it gets inside, it is not the Holy Spirit. It is the Satan biting us. You see, how does Satan bite? How does the wine work out? It doesn't immediately get reacted. Slowly start. But once you reach the peak, man would have lost his senses at all. That is how it works. Then what happens? Verse 33.
Thine eyes shall behold strength of man, and thine heart shall utter perverse things.
See? Thou shall see strange women. You see, people say, no, a drunkard, he can't see clearly at all. If one vehicle is coming, for him, how it will be? Four vehicles will be coming. But actually, he is doing only one vehicle only. So similarly, he will see what? Strange woman. Woman in the Bible means what? Church, the true church. They are not able to enter the true church. They will only see the false church, a strange woman. You see? All the false churches, they will be looking only at that one. Then their heart shall utter perverse things. Only if you start speaking with them, no doctrines from the Bible at all. No, only things outside the Bible. They will take one verse. You see, speak only for a few minutes. Apart from that one, 5 minutes is joke, 10 minutes is song, 15 minutes is their own testimony. Then all the other things and all. That's all finished on subject. So, Sunday service is finished. Everybody go and have biryani and sleep. You see, they will speak perverse things. Then verse 34, brother.
Verse 34, yeah, thou shalt be as he that lay down in the midst of the sea, or as he that leaned upon the top of a mast.
See, how will these people be who completely are immersed in false doctrine? They are not stable. It will be like a man lying in the midst of the sea. Can we float on the water, brother?
No.
Waterbed. Can we sleep on the waterbed? It will be
like
this. You see, it will be like a man, you see, on top of the mast. A ship has a, you see, a pole, no? The mast. Can we stand straight on that pole? No, it will be swinging here, there. How are these people? Today, they will be in church only on Sunday. By Sunday evening, they will be on all bar, club, disco. The entire week will be a worldly life. So, it will be swinging here, swinging there. They are not stable people at all. You see, they are not firm people who are firm in the truth. They are very fickle minded. And verse 35.
They have stricken me, said though, say, and I was not struck. They have beaten me, and I feel it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it at again.
They are beaten, I feel it not. You see, they are such a people that even if God beats them, you see, they can't understand. Why? Because they are neither in the truth, they are neither in the false. So, this is the condition of Babylon. She's completely corrupted every Christian with a false doctrine. Now, what does the God give us advice? God gives us advice to come out of Babylon. You see, what did Daniel interpret? Mene, mene, tekel person. You were given completely destroyed. Now, what did God say through King Cyrus? Everybody who are God's chosen people, leave Babylon, go to your city and build the temple of God. Similarly, God tells us the same advice. Read, brother. Revelation 18, chapter, brother. 1, 2, 3, and 4, brother.
18, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Through desire, a man having serpent.
Revelation, Revelation, Revelation
Ah,
18, 1 to 4. You can read from the screen.
okay.
One minute, one minute. I think you read from the Bible, brother, because I think it's a little bit cut short.
13, 14. Verse 1 to 4.
18
Verse 1 to
chapter,
4.
verses 1 to 4, brother.
And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitant of devils, and the whole of every foul spirit, and a case of every unclean and hateful words.
You see,
For all nations have come.
this great angel, the powerful angel who's coming down, is the second advent of Jesus, brother. He came down with great power. You see, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. And he cried mightily. As soon as he came, he passed the judgment upon Babylon. What did he say? Fallen, fallen. Babylon the great is fallen, fallen. Why did he say it twice? Because the Babylon, the great Antichrist system, is composed of two systems. A Roman Catholic and, you see, the great Protestant denomination. Both fell from the grace of God. Why? Because it has become the habitation of the devils. And the hold of every foul spirit, not Holy Spirit. You see, foul spirit, false spirit. And the cage of every unclean and hateful birds. Birds in the Bible means doctrines. All the false doctrines are there in these churches. Now read verse 3 and 4, brother.
For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornications, and the king of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of their sin, and that you will receive not of her flocks.
See, what advice did God say? Come out of her, my people. That means God knows God's children are there in Babylon. Like how Daniel and his friends were there in Babylon. What did God say? Come out of her, my people. If you are God's people, if we are God's people, as soon as we hear this voice from the Lord, we will definitely quit Babylon. Why? Because in this Babylon, there is only false doctrines and false prophets. Read Jeremiah 23, 16 and 17, brother.
Jeremiah 23, right, brother?
Jeremiah 23rd chapter 16
yeah.
17. Yeah, Old Testament.
Okay. Thus said the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the word of the prophet that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord hath said, you shall have peace, and they shall unto everyone that walk after the imagination of his own heart. No evil shall come upon you.
See, what are the false prophets, the preacher? Huh? They see that, they tell that we have seen a vision, you see, such and such thing, I saw it. You see, what does the Bible say? They speak visions of their own heart. To whom they tell? Through the disobedient people, instead of telling their mistake, what do they tell? Don't worry, God is there with you, nothing will happen to you. How false is this one? No? Huh? Visions will get in the night. Huh? Now read verse 25 and 26. Huh? Same, 25 and 26 verse.
Okay, brother. 25 and 26 is like this. I have heard what the prophet said, that prophecy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets, that prophecy lies? Yeah, they are prophets of the decay of their own heart.
Prophets of deceit of their own hearts, speaking lies. Read Micah 3:11. What is the condition of the pastors? Micah 3:11.
The head thereof does for reward, and the priest thereof is for hire, and the prophet thereof divine for money. You will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us.
You see, how are the heads, the judges? How are the, you see, the leaders who lead the churches? They're all only behind money. You see, get there. Tell that we trust on the Lord. Let us have faith on the Lord. Nothing will come upon us. You see, that is the condition of the world today. Everybody are totally selfish. Instead of feeding the flock, they are feeding themselves. Read Jeremiah 6:13, brother.
For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone deathly falsely.
You see, everybody are given to covetousness, everybody are behind money. They preach, why? Not because they love the Lord, only because of money. Because it's an easy way to earn money. Just you preach few things, very pleasant things. Everybody, they'll give money, no? That is how it's become a good business. Therefore, in Ezekiel, God condemns them. How the shepherd should be. Instead of feeding the flock, they're actually eating the flock. That's what God condemns the Babylons. Therefore, their sins are reached to heaven. You see, how they built a tower to reach to heaven? Similarly, their sins are reached to heaven. Read Revelation, brother. Instead of Revelation, let us read in Jeremiah, brother. Jeremiah 51. Then we'll come to Revelation 51st chapter, brother. Jeremiah 51, verse 7, 8, and 9, brother.
Babylon has been a golden cup in the Lord's hands that made all the earth drunken. The nation have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nation are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed, all of her. Take blame for her pain. If so, she have been healed. She may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her. And let us go, everyone, into his own country for a judgment unto heaven, and is lifted upon even to the skies.
Ah, For a sin reached to the skies, Babylon is fallen, fallen. We would have healed Babylon, but she's not healed. She's not having the desire to get corrected at all. As God tells, leave her and go to your own city, the heavenly Canaan. Quit Babylon and go to the heavenly Canaan, because her sins have reached to heaven. Revelation 18, 5. Revelation 18, 5. 6.
For her sin have reached up unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double account according to her work in the cup which she has filled to her double.
See? Our sins are restored and fill her double in the same cup. That is the judgment which God is going to give to Babylon. Destroy her. How was Babylon destroyed? You know? Revelation 16:12. You see, it sells. Read with Revelation 16:12. Let us read Revelation 16:12, brother. How this river Euphrates will be dried. Revelation 16:12.
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water therefore was dried up, and the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
You see, what happened here, Simsa? The great Euphrates River, that was a river which Babylon was built. This same river is mentioned in Revelation, saying, you see, a great veil was poured upon river Euphrates. It dried up, and thus it made way for the king of the east. You see, now this veil is God's wrath that is being poured upon Babylon. You see, once this is poured, what will happen? The waters of Euphrates will dry. That means what? Waters of Euphrates means what? You see, that means the people, correct? No? Waters means the people, the nations that are supporting the system. Once the people were supporting the system, they are stopped from going to these false doctrines. What will happen? The system will automatically collapse. Correct, no, brother? That literal Babylon, water was diverted. King Cyrus was made easy to go inside the Babylon. So similarly, the whole world support will be withdrawn from Babylon. Once there is no finance support for this church system to run, automatically the churches will close. Now, who will enter inside? The king from the east. Cyrus, in the Bible, is called, you see, a king, Lord's chosen shepherd. Now, who is the Lord's chosen shepherd in the New Testament?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. He comes from the east. What comes from the east in the morning?
Son.
Very good. Jesus is called a son of righteousness in Malachi 4:2. So Jesus is going to enter Babylon and destroy this Babylon. You see, the same way as it was destroyed in the Old Testament. But Daniel was already in Babylon and interpreted God's judgment. So similarly, God's children are there in Babylon interpreting God's commandment that the false system will soon be destroyed. How it will be destroyed? Revelation 18:21, brother. Revelation 18:21.
And a mighty angel took upon a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all.
No more at all. Like a great millstone that is thrown into the sea. Sea again means nations, brother. Millstone means if some stone is thrown, or a great millstone is thrown into the sea, will somebody try to lift it up? No. There are great, great steamers, ships that have sank in the sea. The costliest ship ever made was Titanic. It sank in sea. Did they ever try to bring it up, brother?
No.
No. Why? Because it will be more expensive to bring it up, and it will be more easy to build a new ship, isn't it? That is the reason. Once something is sank inside the sea, it is never been brought forth at all. It will never come up. Similarly, this Babylon will be destroyed, never to come up. You see, this great system of a Roman Catholic system and the entire Protestant denomination, both of this thing shall be destroyed and shall never come up. You see, now, what is our responsibility? What we should do? Revelation 10, verse 9, 10, 11, brother.
Revelation 10, verse 9, 10, 11.
Correct.
Okay. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make the belly bitter, but it shall be in the mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
See? What does he say? The little book was given to John. He ate the book, but when he kept it in his mouth, it was sweet. But once when it entered inside his belly, it became bitter. Similarly, the word of God, the real truth, how is it? It is very sweet when you start eating. You see, isn't the truth what you have been listening for many years? Isn't it pleasant and isn't it tasty, brother?
Yeah.
Yes, but once if it goes inside, it takes account of us. It asks account from us. It tells us the truth, compels us. The truth tells us to walk accordingly. Now, is it so easy to walk as per the truth?
No.
Yes, that is the bitterness. But yet, if we love the Lord, we need to walk as per the truth. It will be bitter. You see, it's not so sweet. But if we want to be sweet and pleasant in God's sight, we need to eat it. We need to digest it. It will be difficult, but yet the Lord will help us. Therefore, what did King Cyrus say? Everybody, oh God's children, please go from Babylon. Build the Lord's temple, not your own house. Build your Lord's temple. So what does God advise us? Revelation 18:4, brother.
And I heard another voice from the heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin.
Yes.
And that you receive not of her plague.
Yes. Come out of her, my people. The call goes only for God's people, not for everybody. If we are God's people, then God is speaking to us and telling, come out. If we are really God's people, we would definitely listen to this call and come out. You see, because very shortly, God's plague is going to come upon the entire church false system. It is going to be destroyed. We can't be there and make a calling lecture. So it is time that we decide and we come out. If you want to make a calling lecture, if you want to be partakers of the heavenly salvation, then we need to take a bold stand. Come out of Babylon, my people. Okay, brother? Lord, add his blessings to his words. Any doubts, any questions you have, you can definitely ask, Moses, brother.
Yes, brother. Not so much doubt. It's good classes. Yeah, I'll discuss about it the whole week also.
Okay.
My time is also a bit gone today. It's like 2, it's like nearly 3 a.m. I need to go to college morning. So yeah, I will prepare about it. Yeah, I'll ask through God. I'll ask the I I just will the God talk with me, just be the encounter with me. Yeah, I'm just asking it.
Sure, brother. We will also remember you in our prayers, Bosa, brother. So don't worry. So the lot of other brethren there, you see, I was also a part of it nearly 23, 24 years before. So it was very difficult for me to take that bold step. So, but once I took it, you see, the Lord never made me to turn back again. So His mercy, His grace is abundant. So He would never leave us. So have faith on the Lord, brother. So it's your faith. It's a test of your faith. Okay?
Okay, brother.
Okay. So in the last, can you offer one prayer? Next week, we'll meet again for the class.
Okay, brother.
Okay. Thank you.
Our Heavenly Father. Yeah, brother. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us wonderful time. For a good fellowship, that you have given us chance to learn about the Babylon, that that was a really tough and a great topic that we that I have been learning today. Lord, I thank you that you are calling to your people be out of the Babylon. Lord, if you are willing me to be the participant, do as your will upon me, Lord. I praise and glorify you in your name. I want to seek the kingdom of your upon us, Lord. Until our next classes, be upon us, lead our soul by your grace. Be in all our steps. Lord, we praise and glorify you in your name. In the name of our Heavenly Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear brother.